When did you start bringing everything downstairs, just so you don't have to go back upstairs again? Joint Relief Institute. Move better, live better without surgery. Call 708-888-0000.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. It is 6:37 on this Tuesday evening. As Kim said, there's some rain on the way. All right, so James Sears at the top and some others, we've been talking about these flying squirrels. We even played a little sound of Rocky from Rocky and Bullwinkle, because it sounds kind of funny in a way, you know, flying squirrels smuggled through Chicago. It's not so funny, really. Dina Feind-Marin is a senior National Geographic Wildlife Trade Investigator. She did a deep dive into this story, and she joins us now on the Team Hochberg phone line. Dina, welcome to WGN.
Great to be here.
Okay, so first of all, what is a flying squirrel, really? Right? I think we have them here in Illinois, too, in the northwest part of the state, but I've never seen one, I don't think.
Yeah, so they're rodents. There are a couple different species here in the United States. They're small, they're brown, they can see at night, and despite the name, flying squirrels don't actually fly. They glide. They have this skin flap that extends from, like, their wrist to their ankles, and they can go from tree to tree, covering up to 160 feet in one leap, and they can, like, turn and loop in midair. They're pretty impressive creatures.
Are they in Illinois, do you know?
I actually don't know. That's sorry.
I wouldn't expect you to know.
I think they are not southern flying squirrels, which are the species that were being trafficked that people are talking about right now. But I think there's a different species that is there.
Okay, so let's go to Florida, where there were tens of thousands of these flying squirrels at one time. They're at night, so they're not easily seen. And they've been being, what, smuggled out of there?
Yeah, so unbeknownst to the people that were living in the area, in people's backyards and in, you know, even in relatively suburban areas, as much as 10,000 squirrel tracks were being laid in recent years, and the squirrels were then being sold off to a guy in the state named Robbie Knox, who ran a legal captive breeding business, and he told people that he was breeding these squirrels, but it appears that he was in fact just paying off some folks who were trapping them for him, and then they would be smuggled out of the country to South Korea.
And used in South Korea as pets.
That's what it looks like happened, yes.
What's the benefit of having a flying squirrel as a pet if you can't let it out to fly?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I mean, they're cute creatures. They have big eyes. They seem like they, you know, they're very small. They're popular in Southeast Asia and also in the United States as pets. People call them pocket pets because in theory they're small enough to be in your pocket. But they make for really bad pets, one, because they're nocturnal, so they get noisy at night when you're trying to sleep. And they're obviously a wild animal, and they have a very ferocious bite. If you think about it, they break through nuts with their teeth, just like other squirrels that we're familiar with. And as a result, that can be dangerous to your pets, and even for you, the humans who own them. And there's something called Slovatic epidemic typhus. It's a rare bacterial disease that's transmitted to people that causes fever and body aches, vomiting, and other flu-like symptoms. Every case that's been documented of that seems to happen when someone is either with a flying squirrel or by their nests. And they don't really know exactly how people get that disease from the flying squirrels. They think it's through inhalation, maybe, of infected.
That's the last thing we need is another one of those. So right. Is this Knox fellow facing charges in connection with the 3700 through Chicago?
Say it again?
Is he one of the people facing charges in the Chicago case?
Yes. So okay. Rodney Knox is allegedly the mastermind behind this entire operation. He's a 66-year-old. He ran this farm in Bushnell, Florida, and he organized all of this allegedly. So he's facing charges including racketeering, scheming to defraud, stealing and stolen property. And if he's found guilty, he could face up to 30 years in prison.
How would these be transported? I mean, are they put in suitcases? Are they put in crates below in the hold? How would they get them to South Korea on a plane?
So In the plane, they would typically be in a crate, okay. I believe. And you know, he would say that what happened actually is that a legal pet exporter would receive these animals from Knox's farm. So they'd typically be driven there. In some cases, they went through Chicago, in some cases through Atlanta. And then they would fly out through a legal captive business says, okay, we're exporting, you know, captively bred animals, but in reality, these seem to be wildly caught animals.
So there'd be no reason to suspect them, right?
Right, exactly.
And so I had another question on it, just escaped me, but how do you catch a flying squirrel? I mean, do you lure them in with a sweet trap, or how is it that you would catch one?
Yeah, so they actually make these homemade traps. They're these square wooden boxes. They look like, to a common passerby, they look like a bird box. It's got a hole in the front, and what happens is these nocturnal squirrels, they're, you know, out catching nuts at night, and then they see these boxes during the day, and normally they would nest inside a hollow tree. They would make a hole in the tree, but this box is perfect. It already has a hole. So they'll go in the hole, and then they'll sleep during the day, and everything would be fine if a person didn't come along and put his or her hand or bowl or something over the hole, pick up the trap, dump whatever in the hole into the hand or the bowl or whatever, and that's how you catch the squirrel. Squirrels are a gregarious species. They have five or six nesting together. You get a lot of bang for your buck.
Dina Fine-Marin writes about this at National Geographic. Thank you for joining us today and putting a little meat on the bones here on this story. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having
me. You bet. It sounds really almost like The Orchid Thief, I think, the book that turned into a movie. Patty's got a quick flying squirrel story.
Yeah, Steve, I live in Rockford, Illinois, and we had an entire family of flying squirrels living up in our attic, and they actually would go from the attic down to my kitchen because they chewed through the walls, and I had an exterminator come, and he said he couldn't kill them because, of course, they had to try and relocate them, and he said, but it didn't really matter because flying squirrels, once they have a home, they always return to that home.
Yeah.
So he had instances where he would take them 50 miles outside the city, and, you know, 2 weeks later, they'd be back in the house.
So you're just sharing your house with the squirrels?
Well, we did until we had a terrible fire and our entire attic went away. So that got rid of the squirrels finally.
Well, you know, I'm not sure I'd make that trade, Patty, but I appreciate the story.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here at 720 WGN. Traffic and weather now. Here's Mary.